In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
Once we started to look deeper into the magical practices, we started to get into what's called the hidden God within the situation. We found that the whole situation was a matter of channeling extra-dimensional or extraterrestrial beings utilizing ritual magic.
C60 Evo delivers the miracle molecule, ESS60. It's pure carbon-60. Why not love your body and share C60 Evo with those you love? ESS60 from C60 Evo is a mega antioxidant for increased strength, endurance, flexibility, and a deeper sleep. It's great for pets too. I take a tablespoon every day, and so does the mighty Aphrodite. We're both sleeping better than we have in years, and during the day, we have such tremendous energy and vitality. We're both pain-free. In a landmark peer-reviewed animal study in Paris, France, rats fed ESS60 lived twice their normal lifespan. Go to c60evo.com/Richard-Serrett or click on the C60 Evo link in the episode notes. Use the code EVRS at checkout and save 10%. ESS60 from C60 Evo. Order your miracle in a bottle today.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett. Pursuing the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption and the secret machinations of powerful elites. Revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from his studio beneath the stairs, here's Richard Serrett.
We are going to talk here with an independent producer on how the occult affects us all. We spend a lot of time talking about the occult on this program. And my guest has made hundreds of hours of documentaries on, for example, the Illuminati's use of the dark arts in politics, movies, and music. And you're going to learn what you need to know to keep your family safe from mind control, learn the true meaning of symbols around you, witness high-profile rituals being performed on network television, you know, during the Grammys, for example, and during the halftime show at the Super Bowl. We'll get into that. Has Satan removed his disguise? This is where the esoteric meets the political. Freeman Fly is an internationally known award-winning TV producer, filmmaker, radio talk show host, and lecturer. Freeman is considered an expert in the fields of the occult, trauma-based mind control, speaking of Dr. John Hall and others, Illuminati symbolism, and ancient civilizations. He graduated with an Associates of Arts with honors in interdisciplinary studies and attended Kansas University, specializing in ancient and environmental architecture. He's lectured extensively on the secret signs and symbolism of Freemasonry, the ancient astronaut hypothesis, trauma-based mind control, social engineering, government conspiracy, human cloning, technology of the future, and synchronicity. Freeman Fly, how are you?
Wow, I'm fantastic.
Let's just jump right in, and I want to ask you about the Super Bowl, the halftime show. Was this an example, and we're speaking of Katy Perry, for example, riding in on this giant tiger. Were we witnessing a high-profile ritual during the halftime show at the Super Bowl?
What I can say is that we predicted what you would actually see, and I don't know of anyone else that had done this, and the odds of it were amazing. And you can actually watch us live as we were broadcasting through a hangout on air during the Super Bowl and see our reaction and the exact depiction that we are already prepared for because we knew.
Now, when you say you knew what was going to happen, go into that a little bit. Do you mean you predicted the actual content of the show, that she was going to ride in on this large sort of robotic-looking tiger, or what did you predict exactly?
That is correct. We are expected to be able to predict these sort of things, and we have been working on a science database and have been consistent so far over 10 years of being able to state what you were going to witness in these high-profile rituals. It's been mind-boggling and mind-blowing if we get into Madonna and talk about her Super Bowl ritual, but we'll get to that. We actually are focused on a magical order known as the Ordo Templi Orientis, and really the magical practices of an order known as the Typhonian Order, which is an order related to the abyss and the beast. And it always goes back to this dark magic. So when we looked to see what we were going to predict, and I say we because my wife Jamie is involved in all of this, and you'll be having her on the show here.
She's with us next week, yes.
All right. So we were able to say, okay, look, this is the magic that's being practiced. We're looking inside of the OTO sexual magical rituals, and then we look into their symbolism and what it is that they would want to depict. And when you start to study even, rocket propulsion systems, you are going to end up in the occult. So Jack Parsons of Jet Propulsion Laboratories plays a role in this prediction, as does L. Ron Hubbard and Aleister Crowley.
Wow.
So as we looked and researched their concept of the Whore of Babylon, what they call the Whore of Abominations and the Whore of Babylon, this is their lead goddess inside of this magical order. And you will see this Scarlet Woman represented all the time. You will find her on the Beatles albums. You will find her on the Rolling Stones albums. You will find her depicted in Hollywood and things like Battlestar Galactica. Even The Matrix made note of the woman in the red dress.
Isn't she also, excuse me, Freeman, but isn't she also the sort of riding, she's on a bull, and that's the symbol of the European Union, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Is that the same, the Whore of Babylon?
That does go back to Inanna and Ishtar, which is related to this goddess when she's stated on a bull or a lion. But this is not exactly that,
okay.
No.
All right, so the tiger that Katy Perry rode in on during the halftime show.
It should have been the tiger, right? Because she was singing about the tiger.
Sure.
But when you can go listen to our prediction, we read the vision of L. Ron Hubbard with Jack Parson and their vision of the Whore of Babylon as they saw her coming in on a cat-like beast holding the rein. And in the vision, she would be holding a grail, and the grail would be encompassed in flames. But instead, Katy became the grail, and her costume was the flame, and she was riding astride the beast, holding the rein, exactly as described in the vision of the Whore of Babylon. Now, this is a magical reference to an archetypal force that this group focuses on. You know, the whole heart of Thelema, of the magical practices of the OTO, go to this Scarlet Woman. And so you would see that she was actually on a lion. And then we added an additional fact to the prediction, saying that she would also be represented with diamonds, because within the trauma-based mind control system, diamonds represent a presidential model mind control slave. So we said that it would be a cat-like beast with diamonds. So we even called it to that specific. And it is there on the website for everyone to see.
Now, the 57th Grammys, I mean, this one was just right in your face, obviously, Madonna and her song Living for Love. She was wearing, of course, devil horns and Illuminati Baphomet masks. I mean, it's pretty overt now, isn't it? What is that? They're not even trying to hide it. What's the idea that things are ramping up to the point where they're basically just getting right in our grill with this stuff? What's going on, Freeman?
Yes, definitely. We refer to that as a revelation of the method. And we believe that, yes, they are trying to lay this whole program out for everyone and get those involved that want to be involved. The OTO has even got Google ads on my website now that I'm talking about them so much. But they started with an infiltration, putting Aleister Crowley books in every single store out there. You could get these magical works, and it started to fill the lodges with these people that were practicing, you know, starting to learn this form of magic. To the point then that they started to couple this into the music industry, and like Lady Gaga in her Rolling Stone interview said that she had witnessed a dream, actually, of a Illuminati ritual where she had some girl laid down. She was slicing her wrist and pouring honey on the wounds. And in the Rolling Stone article, her mother states, oh, well, that's an Illuminati ritual. And I'm like, well, how does she know this? And why are they talking about this on Rolling Stone? You know, this is the level that it's come. Of course, Lady Gaga doing blood rituals, sacrifices under a burning angel on American Idol, you know, primetime television. And we're witnessing blood sacrifices on television.
Now, how does this happen to people like, let's say, you know, Katy Perry, who seems, at least on the surface, to be a wonderfully talented young woman, you know, wholesome even. I've seen her on talk shows when she seems very, you know, proper and seems to have, you know, kind of a positive message. How does this happen to people like her and Beyonce and others? Are they mind controlled?
Well, as you look into the roots in each of these situations, you will find consistent patterns. We've also outlined signs of mind control, and we've aligned them with imagery. You could find just tons of images to associate with the mind control symbolism with each of these celebrities. But you need to look into their past and then who has also raised them and look for handlers. And when we look to Katy Perry's case, it's very much like an Aleister Crowley situation, where she was a very good Christian. Beyonce would say the same thing as well, that her whole dedication was to nothing but God. And Katy Perry wanted to be a gospel singer like Amy Grant. But then, as all of them openly state, they sell their soul to the devil. Now, they openly admit that. Now, I'm personally not a fundamental Christian, so I'm looking at this without a stated black and white imagery of, you know, selling your soul to the devil and what they mean by this, right? Because I look at the occult, this picture becomes much more of a tapestry, and it doesn't simply become black and white. So Katy Perry, the Hunger Games did a really good job of showing this situation to you, that once you're pulled into this game, They hold you. They separate you from your friends and your family. You'll see this with like Beyonce and her group. They separated her out so that the friends couldn't be around there as a nurturing social aspect. They need to separate them. And then they utilize these icons over and over again to institute social engineering campaigns. Katy Perry constantly seen in Barack Obama garb, constantly promoting this. But then what we mostly see out of these icons is the ritual aspects of the Tower of Babylon. And, you know, Miley Cyrus did the same thing where she stuck out her tongue. That was actually a representation of Kali, which is also another form of this same Scarlet Woman. They would say she is Kali. And then Madonna, we saw the same situation. Now, Madonna's an interesting case, because she is one that's a willing participant inside of a Kabbalistic practice. She goes off into cemeteries and performs these rituals in the, you know, full. She openly admitted that her Super Bowl ritual was a 20 or 33 minute sermon when she came out. And then she displayed what this magical practice considers the mark of the beast, over and over again on stage so many times that you could barely count them.
Now, what happens to performers, artists, who try to break free? What I'm wondering about is, let's say someone, for example, like a Britney Spears. I'm wondering if her, you know, much, not celebrated, but certainly we, you know, it was highly scrutinized. Her breakdown in front of, you know, millions of people that was scrutinized by the media, or someone like a Justin Bieber. Are these, and we're speculating here, obviously, but do you surmise that perhaps these are individuals who wanted to break out of this, whether they were controlled by the Ordo Templi Orientis or not, and because they tried to break free, they were, I don't know, somehow discredited or made to look bad, because obviously they fell out of favor. Certainly Britney Spears did and is starting to come back a little bit now. But what is your take on artists who try to break free? Is it possible?
Now, I did do a deep, in-depth study of Anna Nicole, Britney, and Mind Control. It was my second DVD, and really put this whole concept out there into the public eye, because we could witness these situations as they unfolded live on television. So with the situation of Britney Spears, you again start to research her past and you start to look into her situation, and you find that she's consistent with a programmed multiple. She has many personalities. Now, this is a common trait that we're seeing in these icons that are consistent. Beyoncé has Beyoncé or Sasha Fierce. Nicki Minaj has Roman Zelansky and so on, even Eminem, you know, and his Slim Shady. So Britney actually had a number of multiple identities, and one was so satanic that it frightened her bodyguard. He came out on Montel and was saying how frightened he was by Britney and her satanic practice. Now, what happened with Britney is when you start to look into these ritual aspects, they use blonde-haired goddesses as their ritual incarnations. The goddesses are used, or these women are used to incarnate entities, or what they call demons, into the soul. And they prefer the blonde-haired, blue-eyed. So when Britney went into Esther's hair salon, and there's a whole connection to Esther in this magical practice, she shaved her head bald and said that she did not want them touching her anymore. She didn't want them using her anymore. And this was a defiance to being this high priestess and the goddess, because she had, you know, shaved off her blonde hair. Now, one note was that when she shaved her hair was actually brown. So this was maybe the first defiance to say, okay, I'm not your blonde goddess. And when that maybe didn't pan out, she shaved her head. Now, then she was brought to an institution, and I believe it might have been Promises Clinic. She was brought into Crossroads, which has the deal with the devil, with Robert Johnson. And that, these institutions seem to be involved in the reprogramming of these people. She checks herself into Promises Clinic, and next thing you know, she's running around screaming she's the Antichrist. She scrawls 666 on her forehead and then attempts to hang herself. Now, does this seem like a normal situation here?
Oh, this is absolutely tragic. It's horrible.
And I can go on and on with numerous different celebrities in this type of relationship.
Well, what about young Justin Bieber, who is just totally self-destructed?
Yes, this poor guy. You know, when we look at his situation, we see that the current programming, we're always looking into what the social engineers are after, and when you're looking to this, you're really looking at Satanists, and you got to understand the true properties of what makes a Satanist. It's not just devil worship. It's something, it's a belief system that really is in power. And so pedophilia is at the height of the Satanist agenda at this time. And so Justin Bieber has been utilized in this way.
Okay, we have to be careful about this now. These are allegations.
I was going to give an example.
Okay.
Of how this social engineering would work. So at the Music Awards, I'm not sure which one, Justin Bieber, Kim Kardashian was left standing on camera in front of Justin Bieber's dressing room saying, I can't wait to get this little boy. Now, he was only 15 maybe at this time. So they were openly promoting. I kept thinking as I was watching this, what if that was Willow Smith in that room and Kanye West standing outside the door saying, I can't wait to make it with this little girl. but it was okay because it was a 15-year-old boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so totally inappropriate.
Example.
Yeah, totally inappropriate.
Yeah.
So he has been really victimized, and I don't know about the other, serious allegation, and I don't know about that,
Going deeper and deeper. We have Corey Feldman coming out completely about the pedophilic agenda that he had to deal with while rising up in Hollywood. He's now written choreography. And then we have Chuck Barris, our lovely host of The Gong Show and The Dating Game, coming forward almost admitting that he was a contract killer for the CIA while taking the contestants on their surprise vacation.
I remember that, yes. I remember he wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
So the other thing I wanted to ask you about is the flashing of signs. And we see this on TV and on the Grammys, and we see pictures all over the internet of, supposed, the devil horns and so forth. And to me, that's a little tricky because, you got a very fast, shutter speed, and someone's moving their hands and their fingers. You can capture that one nanosecond of an instant where they look to be flashing the devil horns, and they're not necessarily. But what's behind the appearance of this constant flashing of these devil horns, and maybe there are some other hand signals that you could let us in on?
Yeah, absolutely. You can just capture somebody in a weird hand position, and I think people do read into a lot of this. What you should look for are the definitive hand signs that people are purposefully making in magazine covers and different situations that they intend this in. So, like the secret hand, the Napoleon hand into the shirt, that's a Masonic Templar symbolism that you would use to say that you're in the secret hand. There's what people are calling the 666 symbolism, or the OK sign that people have been holding in front of their head. Now, this is an ancient symbol of the goddess going back to the Vesica Piscea that actually means you're in the womb. And so a lot of the hand signs and gestures that people are seeing are not exactly what they think they are, because people don't tend to study magic as a practice. And I have a whole section here just to do that very thing. So when you see people putting the triangle in front of their eye, and people say, oh, it's the eye of the Illuminati, when you look into magical practice, this is actually the triangle of manifestation, and is actually used during a ritual to incarnate a demon or an entity into another person, another body or recipient. So that's what that eye and the triangle symbol actually is within magical practices.
You mentioned the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis. Now, are they similar to the Masons, the Freemasons? They're a fraternal organization, but what is the relationship with the Masons?
Okay, well, many Masons will be members of the OTO, but they will not admit it inside of a Masonic lodge. If they're inside the OTO lodge, they'll openly admit their Freemasonic connection. Now, the OTO is an outer body. It is reputed to be descended of the Bavarian Illuminati and tracing its roots all the way back to the Knights Templar. And the practices within the OTO are actually sex magic rituals. Sometimes coupled with trauma-based mind control, when you look into many of the practices that Crowley did in his early practices in traumatizing the people that he was putting through the ritual, even to the point of branding them with the mark of the beast for his Scarlet Woman, they would often get branded. And then very sick, perverted rituals that require feces and sex and anal rape. And these are the deeper inner mysteries of the OTO. So many Freemasons will be members because they follow, once you get into that path, like you go into Freemasonry, you start to learn that there's an occult faction inside of the world. And you realize that America would not have been created without the use of these occult practices. That's why there's pentagrams in the street plans of Washington, D.C. I mean, LaFont and Washington weren't goofing around when they did this. It took a lot of effort. And so all the signs and symbols that you see around you, even the goddess Columbia, our District of Columbia, is the internal goddess of this magical order. And so the traits within the magical order will raise you into you can go many different levels. There are numerous factions within these secret societies.
Right, and that's what we are talking about here, our secret societies. These are not, you know, necessarily mainstream Masons we're talking about here. We're talking about, you know, most organizations, when you get to a certain level, you know, they may have some rituals and some, you know, secret practices and so forth. So, you know, not to malign, I would gather that 99% of, you know, Freemasons know nothing about this. They're out there raising money for burn units and hospitals and doing good work and so forth. Now, is it your supposition, Freeman, that it's not possible to rise to the top, let's say, for example, in the music industry, as an example? And we're coming up on a break here. We'll talk about this after. But is it not possible to rise to the top unless you become, essentially, a part of this OTO or become a Satanist? We'll get into that when we continue our conversation with Freeman Fly right here as we discuss the occult. Don't go away.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I can't stop talking about the pomegranate super tea from my friends at Get the Tea. They actually changed the name. It used to be known as Formula 13 Pomegranate Cleansing Tea, but this gentle cleansing tea now contains a new, stronger formula. All I know is it still tastes great, it's still refreshing, and it still provides me with energy and a sense of well-being. This new blend of tea contains some of the same ingredients as those that are in the Life Change teas, but with added natural pomegranate flavor and stevia to give it a natural, slightly sweetened taste. One pouch of tea contains 8 tea bags, enough to last for 1 month. I brew 2 gallons at a time, and then it steeps in cold water. Into the fridge it goes, and that's enough to last for the week. I start my day every day with a 16-ounce, cool, refreshing glass of this amazing herbal, non-GMO, caffeine-free tea. It provides a daily, gentle cleanse that rids my body of any intruders. A healthy gut is the key to a healthy body. So come on board and find out for yourself. The Super Tea also comes in peppermint. These teas are not available in any store. Use the code UNLIMITED and all your orders ship for free. Get your tea from GetTheTea.com.
The truth goes through 3 stages. First, it is ridiculed. Then it is violently opposed. Finally, it is accepted as self-evident.
Let me just read that again. I don't know what that means.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
Freeman Fly is with us as we discuss the occult. So my question before the break, Freeman, is it possible, and I'll just let you know this is a fairly short break and or a fairly short segment, and then we'll come back again after the next break, but is it possible to succeed in the music industry, to become a major recording artist, if you don't become essentially a Satanist?
There are layers to this, and by the time you're at the top, you're really within a satanic belief system, whether you are an official member or not. You're pretty much conditioned into it. But when you look at it, at the historical aspects of it, it's consistent as you watch who rises to the top. So Sammy Davis Jr. back in the day, he's a Satanist. As you start coming up, you got Led Zeppelin, members of the OTO. Jimmy Page even lived in Crowley's house on the Loch Ness. You looked at David Bowie, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and consistently on up through Tool, and you will see the aspects of this in music like Katy Perry's E.T., where she wants to make a supernatural baby be abducted by an alien and create. So this supernatural E.T. connection is also very strong within all of this storyline. It plays a heavy role in this. So you can see consistently who rises to the top are followers of this message.
Well, you mentioned alien abductions, and I was just trying to look up here very quickly. The author of a book about UFOs and UFOs or rock stars that believed that they had been abducted by aliens, and the gentleman just passed away. I had him on my show several months ago.
Million Rock by Michael Luckman.
That's the gentleman. Yes,
Michael. I got it right here.
Michael Luckman just passed away, sadly. I mean, there are a number of prominent musicians. You know, John Lennon talked about having several close encounters. Once when he was living at the Dakota, another one when he was in Greenwich Village, living with May Pang. There was Ace Frehley, of course, of Kiss. Sammy Hagar. I believe Jerry Garcia, although, you know, when we're talking about the Grateful Dead and, of course, many of the substances that Mr. Garcia was ingesting, it's kind of hard to separate, you know, fact from fiction or a hallucinogenic episode or the real deal. What is the connection, do you think, between these alien abduction stories and some prominent rock stars?
Yeah, we've been looking heavily into that because, as you know, it's consistent there as well. And even I have my own alien abduction stories. So it's one that once we started to look deeper into the magical practices, we started to get into what's called the hidden god within the situation. We found that the whole situation was a matter of channeling extra-dimensional or extraterrestrial beings utilizing ritual magic. And so many of these people that we mentioned were also practitioners of this ritual magic. And we're finding that there is a real correlation that even when you look back to Aleister Crowley, when he was channeling an entity known as Lom, this was in the early 30s, that he was a gray, and no one had a depiction of a gray yet, but Lom of Crowley, who he channeled, was. And this story keeps coming through the puzzle over and over again, that the elite are meeting in secret barns and channeling what they call the Nine, which are believed to be the Ennead, the Nine Gods of Ancient Egypt, which also relate into this whole OTO situation. We just keep finding this a consistent theme. I really want the answer to that question. And you know, it could go as strange as, you know, this is one of the best ways to manipulate mankind.
Well, you know, I sort of share that view of the whole UFO ET phenomenon. That is that we are not talking about intergalactic civilizations traveling to this planet. We're in fact talking about interdimensionals. And you know, as someone who, you know, a Bible believing Christian, I believe in the unseen world. I believe in these other dimensions. I think that's where they're coming from. They could be angelic or they could be demonic. So is that what's happening here, that these abductions are about the invocation of these demonic entities as a means of controlling certain individuals? That's what the abduction phenomena is all about.
Well, this gets even stranger into our technological realms, because most of the time, like when we look to the Nazis and their ritual magic as they were channeling these entities, which they believed were inner Earth beings,
yes,
they were developing technology like the Bell Project that seemed to be able to open portals into the other dimension. So now we're moving into this new age. CERN will be moving to twice its maximum power in March. And when they launched CERN to world record levels, that was the day Barack Obama showed up at Norway to get his Nobel Peace Prize, and the Norway spiral opened in the sky.
Those strange lights,
all
yes.
These questions.
Interesting, yeah. I remember
that. So I've done a deep research into that technology and have been really looking, because when you start to look into the occult, you find that it is at the heart of our technology. The television came to us through the Golden Dawn Society, another magical order that was also Crowley was a lead member in, but he moved on to the OTO. But the Golden Dawn gave us the Crookes tube, which became the cathode ray tube. And the first television broadcast was actually a Maltese cross that they attempted to send to the other side and receive a transmission back.
And now Freeman, now our TVs, Samsung, this television, it's listening in on our conversation. Remember when that was sort of the sign of someone was, you know, considered a tinfoil hat wearing paranoid when they started talking about their TV was watching them? Well, now it's all coming true. Our TVs are watching us, and they're recording our voices and sending it to third parties. We have no knowledge of where that information is going.
Absolutely. I mean, when you sign into Skype for the first time, the instant message you receive is a quote from 1984 of Winston discussing whether Big Brother is real. So anyone that signs into Skype for the first time or you go to your original message, you'll see that they're sending you this message loud and clear. We have Google out buying artificial intelligence, quantum computers, and the Boston Dynamics military robots, right? So Google's working on becoming Skynet while they have a Calico system, their medical division, that is being used to create a massive DNA database.
I read recently, or heard recently, maybe it was one of the guests on the program, talking about Phoenix. Is it set out as a Masonic symbol? What is the connection between Phoenix and Freemasonry? Phoenix, Arizona,
yeah,
that is.
Absolutely. You know, I can almost open every Freemasonic book I have here, and you will see a phoenix within it and the rising of this bird from the ashes. But what I found really curious, and we hadn't noticed this before, Manly P. Hall is one of the main authorities on Freemasonry, and he wrote a book called Secret Teachings of All Ages. And we were opening that during the Super Bowl ritual and realized that all aspects were represented in this Rosicrucian alchemical working to the point that it had the phoenix, the lion, the goddess, and then a horned being, actually like a stag. And all of these symbols were represented in this magical practice of the Rosicrucians, which is yet another magical order in this situation.
And, of course, the Super Bowl taking place right there in Phoenix. Is there something about, I was trying to remember, the degrees, latitude and longitude where Phoenix is situated, that is also significant.
I think it's in the 33rd or the 34th.
The 33rd degree. I was trying to remember the book, and you mentioned Michael Luckman, who just passed, and that was Alien Rock, The Rock and Roll Extraterrestrial Connection. And as we were discussing that, you mentioned that you also had an abduction experience. Can you share that with me?
Yeah, it's a strange one, and I've had a few. See, now, my life is unusual. So my father was a worshipful master in Freemasonry and was on Killer Submarine with Jimmy Carter. He was chasing flying saucers in Project Blue Book, and by the time I was born, he was building nukes. So
wow,
my dad,
that's quite a lineage.
Yeah. And then my mother was raised by a renowned witch in France. She was saved by the Nazis from the Catholics and raised by a witch and brought up through the Eastern Star and was Esther within the Eastern Star. So this was my family that I didn't know any of this story at all. But at 10 years old, I drew an image that seems to outline galactic history, and it's blown my mind and it has led my research for quite some time. You can see it on my website to see further. Just go to the Freeman Perspective television show. So what occurred is in 1993, yeah, I was at Daytona Beach after graduating college, and it was spring break. And me and a friend went down to the beach. We sat down there, and this massive rectangle just seemed to be hanging out over the ocean. and it looked like a big rectangle with four subdivided squares. I've never seen anything like it. It kind of looked like a window into the other dimension. It was red and seemed translucent, although it had a strict ridge border. And my friend and I sat there staring at it for about 10 minutes with our jaws dropped and our fingers pointed. And I don't remember it leaving, but I remember watching my finger follow as it disappeared. Now, we jumped off that lifeguard stand and went back to the spring breakers where there were thousands of people, and everyone was gone. And we're freaking out. You know, we're thinking we're in some Twilight Zone episode. We're the only ones left on the planet. Everyone else is gone. It turned out that 5 hours had passed. It was now the middle of the night, and everyone had gone home. But it was 10 p.m. to us.
That's just textbook stuff, right? That time gap, textbook.
Yeah.
So,
and then I have another tale of seeing a giant V-shaped craft like what they saw in Phoenix, and then meeting the high priest of the Church of Satan right after that event. That was kind of a wild day.
Now, did you recapture these memories through a regression or any of that lost time? Did you learn what transpired during that last 5 hours?
I have not. I really did want to. And it really has been from that moment on that I've been able to project into the future and was able to predict that W would be forced into office, that there would be a major terrorist attack on 9/11, and that the next president would not be considered an American. And I have this all documented, and I was correct in every instance from this. And I kind of got the feeling that maybe I'd been shown a plan. Or, you know, I don't know. I would love to know. I would love to travel back and try and find out.
There's an interesting section on FreemanTV.com regarding the clones of Michael Jackson. Now, according to this theory, Michael Jackson was seeking immortality and perhaps was cloned. What can you tell me about that? Now, we've got about 7-8 minutes here, so...
Okay, this is a main agenda that has been really overshadowed by just people trying to make it ludicrous. So when human cloning became before Congress, they had Ra-El in his puffy white spacesuit speaking on behalf of human cloning. So, of course, everybody laughed it off. Uri Geller was a psychic, an Israeli psychic that they used to, he was the key bender. He was used in these rituals that I was discussing when they would channel the nine. And Uri Geller got together with Michael Jackson, and they began running around looking for immortality. Now, the first thing they thought was this mind transfer technology. And really, at this moment, CERN has the only computer capable of mind transfer technology. I'm not saying they're using it for that, but it's capable of it. You need to be able to push exabytes of information, which is tons and tons of information, to be able to transfer a mind. But so they looked into this first, and the roboticist is on film admitting that he had built this robot for Michael Jackson's soul. But I guess Michael decided he couldn't do his moonwalk in that robot and began looking deeper. So he and Uri Geller went and met with Ra-El. Now, Ra-El is an interesting character. He's a French journalist who met Yahweh in a flying saucer in the French Pyrenees, and then claimed to be the ambassador of the Elohim and is commissioned to build a embassy in Israel for the Elohim's return.
Oh, this is the Raelians. The Raelians. This is the Raelians, correct?
The Raelians, yes.
Right. So, but Michael Jackson, the idea here, again, was that he was going to sort of reese the attempt, and others are, you know, the whole, the human, transcendent movement,
Transhumanists,
thank you, are attempting to, you know, to find a way to you know, are seeking immortality, Ray Kurzweil and others. In fact, there was a movie made about it, Transcendence, with Johnny Depp. Was that the idea, that they were going to take Michael Jackson's consciousness and re-sleeve it in some sort of a robot?
Now, did I mention that Madonna has her own DNA cleanup crew? She paid
no.
people to go around and clean up her remnant DNA.
Why?
That's open news. You can go Google it for yourself. So they know something. I'll tell you that. They know something right off. But look at Michael Jackson's children. His children are transhumanist children. His blanket, nobody even knows who the parents are of blanket, because the mother that gave birth to it wasn't the egg, and the father is unknown. And his children are blonde-haired and blue-eyed, right? So Michael Jackson's kids are already... this genetic experiment of a designer baby.
Wait a minute. I've seen pictures of them. They don't look blonde-haired and blue-eyed to me.
Oh, they absolutely are, especially Blanket. When Michael Jackson went to buy King Tut's replica of King Tut's golden sarcophagus,
right,
that he said that he was going to live forever, he has his children with him there, and they are blonde-haired, blue-eyed, especially if you his daughter, who's now coming out about all the Illuminati programming that she had to deal with. She's got piercing blue eyes. So, none of his children are his children. They were all through surrogate mothers.
Right.
And through genetic manipulation.
So do you think that there are some Michael Jackson clones out there already?
Well, there is a dentist attempting to clone John Lennon. He has his tooth. He bought it in an auction and he plans on cloning John Lennon.
Yes.
Michael Jackson would have been cloned. If he could have done it, he would have. I have some theories that perhaps even time travel might be playing an instance in this situation. There was an unusual bust of Michael Jackson found from the period of Akhenaten, that is the 18th dynasty of ancient Egypt. It's identical to Michael Jackson. So I've wondered, because I've interviewed the head of the Time Travel Institute, and he told me this was a legitimate problem. And when Michael Jackson went out, when he died, he was in debt to this Saudi Arabian prince. And this is the one place that the time travel experts say that they cannot control. I don't know. You know,
that does sound very bizarre. Is it not possible that Michael Jackson saw this bust and decided that he wanted to look like this bust?
No one noticed this bust until a month after Michael Jackson died. It has supposedly been in the Chicago Museum all this time, but no one had ever noticed.
Fascinating. So what is
are you aware of my theories on Barack Obama? And do we have time to get into that?
We don't, unfortunately. We'll have to have you back on another program to talk about that. We've just got about 2.5 minutes here. What are you working on next? Is there another documentary in the works? I mean, you've produced hundreds of hours of documentaries.
I've produced a lot. I have 7 DVDs, 2 books, and a flash drive that are just jam-packed with information, each one hours and hours.
Just leave us with some positive news. I mean, how do we fight, you know, this programmed reality, this prison planet that we're living in?
We are battling in a consciousness prison, and so it's subatomic, and realize that minimal effort will make maximum output. And so we are at a point where if we just start to change our minds about the situation that we're in, that we can literally change the planet. And this is what the occultists know and what these dark sorcerers are using against us. That's why they use so much effort to program our minds to fill their dreams and to fulfill their new world order, because we have the power to manifest. I have traveled this earth and wandered like Kung Fu and have met nothing but generous, loving, good, caring people all over the place. I have wandered for a decade before I came out on the air, and I'll tell you that the base core of humanity is loving, caring, generous beings that want nothing more than to be a part of this transition and to be a part of life. And if you open yourself to this situation by friendship and finding beauty, you'll find that the universe actually opens up and works in your favor, and there is a higher power guiding your life if you can find your true soul's purpose.
Do you believe that this is a consciousness-driven reality? In other words, it sounds like that's what you're saying, that consciousness creates matter, that we can... we can essentially visualize this sort of alternative reality that you're proposing here to break out of this prison planet. Is that how it works, through consciousness?
The ancient magical axiom on that is the universe is mental, and that is at the heart of everything that we are seeing and all the actions that we're witnessing. And yeah, absolutely, the universe is mental.
Freeman, I appreciate your time tonight. Freeman Fly, it's the website is freemantv.com. Good meeting you. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It was a good time.
A new Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now.
Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review, because we have huge egos and need love. We're like cats. We need constant petting.